Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got a lot to get to today, Dustin. How you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm so pumped for this weekend. You know, you and I were kind of chatting before the show this morning. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, it would be better if the Browns were in the postseason. But, you know, after last weekend's sort of letdown with the games, you know, all the games this weekend have tight spreads and people are picking both sides. You know, either way, I can't wait for these games starting tomorrow afternoon.
By the way, love that 65% of the public are on the Titans. Love it.
You saw your boy Jimmy Shapiro?
Yeah, you're right. Yes. Including Colin Cowherd, who gets his picks wrong all the time. Well, you know, anyway, everybody's getting the picks wrong. You're right. Keith was saying that earlier. Here are the spreads as of right now, as we head into the weekend's games, right? Tomorrow, we've got Bengals are a 3.5-point dog at Tennessee. Niners at the Packers. Packers are 5.5-point favorite as of right now. Rams at the Buccaneers. Bucks are a 2.5-point favorite. Bills at the Chiefs. Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite. By the way, as of now, it's actually supposed to be colder in Tennessee than it is in Kansas City. I wouldn't have guessed.
Wow.
That, but even though the Bills-Chiefs game's at 6:30 and the Bengals-Titans is at 4:30, so it's 2 hours earlier. All the games are tight. I mean, the Packers, the biggest favorite of the week is 5.5. So a lot to get into with these games and who we're rooting for. I'm curious as a fan, like I know you're rooting for the Bills, right? That's the team you're rooting for in the playoffs.
Of course.
You know, obviously I'm rooting for the Bengals, but, you know, for fans, for most of our listeners who are Browns fans, who are you rooting for? Or maybe it's who are you rooting against? Like, do you want the Bengals to lose? Do you want the Bills to lose? Do you want an NFC team to win? I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like, generally, when my team's not in the playoffs, which happens often, I often root for the same conference. I usually root for the AFC in the Super Bowl, and I usually root for the National League in the World Series. Not always, but usually. But certainly there are exceptions to that. I mean, last year I was rooting for the Chiefs over the Buccaneers. And I think I would probably, whoever comes out of the AFC, I'll be rooting for them in the Super Bowl. For me.
Yeah,
this year,
not for me.
I don't
me.
Hate any of the teams in the AFC that are in there.
I really don't like the Chiefs. And
really?
What happened when you
don't like the Chiefs all of a sudden? What happened?
I liked the Bucks last year. You know that.
That's true. But it wasn't because you hated the Chiefs.
No, I just don't like the Chiefs because they knocked the Browns out of the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Mahomes is so damn good. It makes me jealous because we don't have a quarterback as good as him. You know, I like Andy Reid as a coach. I played for him for a season in Philadelphia. Like Travis Kelce. But they're just something.
So what if the Chiefs are playing the Packers? Who are you rooting for?
Probably the Packers.
Wow. So you're rooting for the Bills one, and then who's two? What if the Bills get – if the Bills lose to the Chiefs?
Oh, Bengals.
You rooting for the Bengals?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't know what our – I think a lot of our fans – I thought Keith made a great point. He and I were talking before the show as well, and he said – Keith, do you mind if I share this, or do you not want me to bring this up?
No, I think it's totally fine.
Okay. So Keith said that a lot of Browns fans, and I wonder if this is true, and may are going to root against the Bengals in this round because, you know, part of it's a division, but he made the point, and I thought it was a good one, that you already know that, like, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, like, you already knew you were going to have to deal with them. And I think, you know, going into the season, you felt like the Browns were way ahead of the Bengals. And right now it feels like the Bengals are ahead of the Browns and the Bengals have a much better quarterback than the Browns. And
sure.
That there's, if the Bengals lose, that Joe Burrow hasn't accomplished any more than Baker, even though Burrow got to the playoffs in his second year and Baker in his third. If the Bengals can't get past this round, then Burrow will not have accomplished more than Baker. So there'll be a sense of, well, he hasn't passed us quite yet. I thought that was a good point. I think that's. I think it's part of the reason.
Well, I mean, Burrow would have one playoff win. Baker would have one playoff win.
Right.
Obviously, Burrow's numbers have been ridiculous, certainly the last month, unlike any quarterback we've ever seen. But in terms of just the postseason success, yeah, I mean, he'll have one win, and so will Baker.
Right. So I think he's right. I think there are a lot of fans that are like, I don't want Burrow to get ahead of Baker, even though most of the fans know that Burrow's better than Baker. Most, I mean, everybody knows it, unless you're a beyond homer, but still, there'll be a sense of, well, they haven't passed us. Maybe they haven't totally passed us because they just did what we did last year, and we'll see next year as a whole new year. I don't know. We'll be taking your calls on this. We're going to spend 10 minutes with Eric Wood, the former Bills center. He's going to join us at 2:20. We'll spend 10 minutes with him, and then we're going to take a ton of your calls about this. Are you rooting for or against the Bengals, the Chiefs, the whoever? Is it more about the teams you're rooting against or the teams you're rooting for? Do you have no interest at all?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.